Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Dependable, dependable God. It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional, intentional God. Everything is working out for my good. Dependable, dependable God. It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional, intentional God. Everything is working out for my good. You love me too much, oh, too much, oh, too much, oh, excess love, oh. You love me too much, oh. You love me too much, oh. Excess love, oh. Thank you for loving me too much, oh. Unconditionally, Lord. Thank you for loving me too much. Thank you for loving me. What would I have been? Where would I have been without you? You love me too much. Oh, kakame, nahin you be. You are A to Z. And everything in between, no. Amamamasyamasyo. Now you be the most high king. Eche tobye zike. Odiro ye dikaki. Amamamasyamasyo. Now you be the most high king. Eche tobye zike. Now I'm standing here only because you made. Now I'm standing here only because you made. Now I'm standing here only because
favorite time of the year.
Turn up the festive music, wishing you a happy holiday season.
From Radio Africana.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to Star Bright. We're on the air every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Wow, happy, happy new year. That song was chosen by one of our listeners, and it does describe how God has been to us. 2025. I tell you the honest truth, I feel I blinked to them, almost missed 2025. It's just like, wow, the speed at which it went through. It was like, I've not spoken to anyone who said, oh wow, it was steady paced and, you know, it was slow sometime. Everybody has said 2025 seemed to just run past so quickly, and here we are in 2026. Amazing. God indeed has been dependable. Dependable, as the song says, dependable God. We have been able to rely on Him, trust in Him, lean on Him, because if we do that, then that same spirit of can carry us through this 2026 in the name of Jesus. We're looking forward. We're looking forward to all that it has, knowing God is dependable. God is faithful. God is near us. Because how we got through 2025, to be honest with you, I do not know. But the Lord Himself carried us forward, as it was running. He enabled us to keep up and to get through, because the world has changed. Everything is just somehow, but you know, we can always trust in Him. Father, we thank You. We thank You. We thank You for 2026. We thank You for all You've seen us through in 2025. We're excited because we can lean upon You for 2026. We're excited because we can trust in You, because You are dependable. Father, even when things look like, how can that happen? How can that be? You are dependable. We can lean upon You, and You take us through to take us to where You have for us, because it's Your destination. It's what You have in mind. Lord, as the word says, You are working everything out for good. For our good, to bring us to an expected end, to that end that You have in store for us. Father, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful that You are still working. You are still moving. You are still changing. You are still changing things and molding things in our lives to bring it out more and more beautiful. Let Your name be glorified in this 2026. We are excited for the miracles that You're going to perform, those signs and wonders that You're going to perform. Lord, we are excited about that. Lord, at the beginning of 2025, there were some prayer points that we thought, how can that be? But here we are at the beginning of 2026, and we say, Lord, You did it all by Yourself. Lord, when we get to 2027, we are going to still praise You because of the signs and wonders and the miracles that You have done in this 2026. We're excited to walk in it. We're excited, Father my God, because everything is for a particular purpose and timing. Father, we praise You, we worship You, and we adore You in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm drawn to Psalm 111, verse 7. All He does is just and good, and all His commandments are trustworthy. Trustworthy. I'm going to read it all. Praise the Lord. I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with His godly people. And that's what some people did last night, as they met with godly people, as they met together, as they thanked God, as they said, wow, thank You God for 2025 and the crossover into 2026. It says, how amazing are the deeds of the Lord. And we've reflected on that, but we want to keep that in mind, because world gets so busy, and you know, sometimes we forget the good news of what God is. The fact that you might think, I'm still waiting for my prayer points. The fact you're alive, your prayer point is still on its way. Amen. All who delight in Him should ponder them. Everything He does reveals His glory and majesty. Wow. I can think of some things in my life that it revealed His glory and majesty, and even when I ponder and think about it, it still reveals to me His glory and majesty. And there's some things I'm believing for this year, 2026, and I know that when it occurs, it will reveal His glory and majesty. And the same for your life. His righteousness never fails. Who can forget the wonders He performs? And we must endeavor not to forget. How gracious and merciful is our Lord. He gives food to those who trust Him. And the scripture says, He will never leave us begging for bread. You know, He will never forsake us, never leave us. He makes a way. It might not be the way that you have thought of, but He does make a way. He always remembers His covenant. No, His promise. He has shown His great power to His people by giving them the lands of other nations. All He does is just and good, and all His commandments are trustworthy. We can trust. They are dependable. They are forever true, to be obeyed faithfully and with integrity. He has paid a full ransom for His people. What you might say, what is this ransom? It's life. He paid. Wow. And, you know, I don't know about you, but we're already being reminded about the ransom that He paid in the shops, because I hadn't said Happy New Year, finish. And I went into the shop and I said, no, it cannot be. It could not be. But it was. The Christmas decorations were still being sold at 90% off, and Easter eggs were already out. I said, you cannot even give us break. You can't give us break. You can't even say, let's ponder on the Lord. Let's ponder on the new. No. They already were there. I said, wow. Amazing. He has guaranteed His covenant with them forever. What a holy, awe-inspiring name He has. Reverence for the Lord is the foundation of true wisdom. The rewards of wisdom come to all who obey Him. Wow. You know, I want you to ponder on His goodness, His mercy, all that He has done, all that He's doing, all that He's yet to do. I want you to ponder on Him, because He is mighty. And that same might that carried us through 2025 is going to carry us through 2026. We're going to fix our eyes upon the One that has been guiding us and taking us forward. Don't get distracted. Fix your eyes upon Jesus. He's taking you through this 2026 in the name of Jesus. With all the songs on this today's program, it's been chosen by you. You've sent in songs. And you know, if you want to still send in songs, message me, send them the songs, and I will play them periodically through this 2026. But we're going to have the next song. So I want you to listen, meditate on it, and we'll be back after this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. More than these, lost for words, trying to describe you. Elohim, Elyon, Ale Shelevi. The greatness is all I see. There is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain you cannot.
Listen that forever, but I've been reminded I'm on a this is not a 2-hour program. I want to read a scripture, Job 36 and 36 verse 5. God is mighty, yet he does not despise anyone. He is mighty in both power and understanding. Then I'm gonna go on to 16. God has led you away from danger, giving you freedom. Then 22. Look, God is all powerful. Who is a teacher like him? And this is the mightiness of God. And you're probably thinking Job, because I love Job because it shows the, apart from the people of Israel, that I do love the, the realness, and it's so relatable today, of their thoughts, their deeds, you know. But Job going through, and sometimes we are, things happen. And sometimes you might think it's because I've done something, I encourage you to actually read Job, because that shows another part where, not because you've done something, but in the journey, there's a closeness you get to God. Because in Job 38, it's from verse 1, then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind, because Job was asking a lot of questions of the Lord. Who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorant words? Brace yourself, because I have some questions for you and you must answer them. Verse 4, where were you when I laid foundations on the earth? And then it goes to it goes on to ask certain questions. And, you know, even in our times of, because this 2026 is going to be blessed here and for his glory to be revealed. We say that, and sometimes I think we say that very glibly, you know, with not the fullness of understanding. For God's glory to be revealed, that means a situation is impossible for man. It's come to a place where you don't even know how to solve it, because that's when he gets all the glory. When you have looked and think, this can't happen. I've been given these diagnoses. That can't happen. This can't happen. I'm not able to this, that. All those things. I really encourage you, you know, to press into God and ask the Lord, what must I do? You know, because sometimes we're tempted to ask God, I did this, why did this happen? Why did this happen? I want you to ask God, what must I do? Because, you know, as that first song said, he's dependable. And this the next one said about his might. He's mighty. So in all that, we know that he has a path. Remember, I know the path I have for you, because some of you are believing for so much and you're there thinking, I've been believing on this prayer point, when is it going to happen? What's going to take place? I want you to lean into God and trust and ask, what must I do? It may even seem like what you get back is ridiculous. That how can that be an answer? But he knows the path. He knows the direction. It may even be, you know, you may say, be still and know that he's working it out. Stop your effort and know. Stop this and know. Just be still and know. He may say, okay, do this, do this, do this. You may even think, wow, this is more work than I anticipated. But follow it. It will bring you to an expected end. And that's where we want to be, in his expected end. And I want us to be have an attitude of gratitude, because you know, when a child is grateful, do you know there's so much that you end up doing for the child? Even things that you think I'm not gonna do, you end up doing. How much more God is, you know, offer him praise. Even if you don't feel it, offer him praise till you start feeling it. So you start believing. You know, there's some things I'm believing God for. And when I was facing this, like this point before, I went through, but this time around, I've just said, God, in of myself, I can't. But in you, with your direction, you can. And I've not come to the end, but I'm believing for the end. And but my whole vantage point of it is so different. It's really hard to pinpoint and explain. And the Lord has been directing how. So that's why we need to thank him. We need to praise him. And to know that he is mighty. We're going to go to another song. And we'll be back after the next song.
When I think upon your goodness and your faithfulness each day, I'm convinced it's not because I am worthy to receive the kind of love that you give, but I'm grateful for your mercy, and I'm grateful for your
song.
I could never sing your song.
Welcome back. Oh wow, that song is, I haven't played it for ages, but oh, I could do that on repeat, tell you, because we have to be thankful. We have to be thankful. I'm drawn to Psalm 138. I give you thanks, O Lord, with all my heart. I will sing your praises before the gods. I bow before your holy temple as I worship. I will give thanks to your name and your unfailing love and faithfulness, because your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. When I pray, you answer me. You encourage me by giving me the strength I need. Wow. Wow. It goes to verse 7. It says, though I'm surrounded by troubles, you will preserve me against the anger of my enemies. You will clench your fist against my angry enemies. Your power will save me. The Lord will work out his plans for my life. The Lord will work out his plans for your life. For your unfailing love, O Lord, endures forever. Wow. Don't abandon me, for you made me. The Lord doesn't abandon us. Remember, he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. When I pray, verse 3, you answer me. You encourage me by giving me the strength I need. Lord, we tap into that strength. We tap into that strength. Some of you are facing situations even now on the first, and you're there thinking, this is not how I wanted to start the 2026. But I want you to say, when I pray, you answer me, Lord. You encourage me by giving me the strength I need. We tap into that strength. We tap into it. We draw it down into our existence. We draw it down into who we are. We draw it down. We draw it down. We draw it down. We draw what we need from you, Lord. We don't look to the left. We don't look to the right. We don't look at things and situations, but we focus upon you and we draw down from you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, because we, as it says in verse 1, we give you thanks, Lord, with all our hearts. Oh, we give you thanks. The fact we've crossed to 2026, we give you thanks. The fact that we're here, the first subject, we give you thanks. The fact that some people didn't make it through 2025, and here we are, we give you thanks. We are forever grateful. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, King of Kings. We worship you. We adore you. The great I am. Hallowed be thy name. Lord, in everything, we don't want the world to steal our identity, because in you we live, in you we move, in you we have our being. So, Father, my God, remind ourselves of who we are and whose we are. We are your child. We are your child. And we're grateful for that. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We're going to go to the next song. And I want you to listen and be blessed, because we need to know who we are.
I
are Radio Africana, from Manchester to the world.
Welcome back. We need to know who we are in Christ. Ephesians 2, verse 8. God saved you by his special favor when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. None of us can boast about it, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. We are God's masterpiece. In Romans, it talks about, in Romans 8, 17, and since we are his children, we are heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. Wow. And Galatians 3, verse 26, for you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. We are all children of God through faith. You know, in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, it talks about being royal priesthoods. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You're royal priesthoods, a holy nation. You are royal priesthood. A holy nation, chosen, masterpiece. And I want us to look at what is a masterpiece, because, you know, sometimes we have, I remember, you know, when you're looking at a piece of work in a museum, they say this is a masterpiece created by a great artist, and a work of outstanding artistry, skilled or workmanship. Wow. That means you're outstanding. You know, sometimes life can tell us so many things, and then we can start believing those things, and to walk in all that God has for us, and to really hold on to all these things, we need to remember that, you know, as it says it in Ephesians 2, verse 10, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created you anew in Christ Jesus, so that you can do good things he planned for you long ago. I knew you. You know, it talks about God knowing us. I knew you. Before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. But how many of us, the world has dictated who we are? You know, things don't work out right, or the way we planned. And that situation starts dictating to us who we are. Whereas we need to look into the Word. Look into the Word and know who we are. You know, as the song says, I'm walking in power. You're walking in the power of Christ. You know, that victory. You know, we live a life of favor. And we need to know who we are. And we need to know whose we are. We need that to be our reality. So if you are struggling with your identity, knowing who are you, you know, the world, things have not worked out as you planned, as you hoped, and you're there thinking, the world has told you this is what you're like, this is what you're like, you know, even from a child, children can start, you know, the friends say, oh, you're not this, you're not that, and then that can start forming who they are. But we need to know and we need to remember whose we are. And there's some identities, I have to be honest, that we've heard as adults in our youth, and some of us are still battling with that, with it now, and it comes to rear its head, and we need to tell it, no, I know who I am, I know whose I am, and I know who I am. And we need to walk, run, skip, jump in that victory. Now, I want us to really remember this. So when something comes up and you're there thinking, feel shaken to the core, say, no, but who am I? I'm God's masterpiece. You know, I remember there was a saying, when they made me, they broke the mold. You know, that used to be said. People say it like, you know, just like glibly. But really, there's not another one like you. And even when people have, you know, they're identical twins, they're not identical in every way. So when they made you, it was like, you're unique, you're a masterpiece, you're wonderful, you're the head and not the tail, you are a sign and wonder, you are for signs and wonders. And this year, you know, because every year has things that are fling at us, but we need to remind ourselves. If you need to take this song that we just had, like medicine, every day, play it to yourself and remember whose we are. We're going to listen to another song. And this song was recommended by the worship leader as one of the songs that he really, really, really likes. Be blessed as you listen.
Every chain is broken.
There is no bond.
Welcome back. Wow. Worship leader, God bless you. You reminded me I need to be playing this song because every chain is broken. Every chain of anxiety, affliction, every chain is broken. Every single chain is broken. Everything is broken because we are free. Who the sun sets free is free indeed. And as we said previously, we need to know who we are and especially whose we are. Because sometimes we know who we are, but we forget whose we are. And whose we are gives us the true identity of who we are. That we're walking in the freedom, because who the sun sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. We have walked through, run through, rolled through, gone through, however you've gone through 2025, but you got through it. So 2026, remember, every chain is broken. Remember whose we are. Remember to be grateful. Remember you serve a mighty God. Remember he is dependable. So he's not going to leave you and abandon you. And it says he doesn't, you know, sometimes people get tired and say, oh, I'm tired now. And that's it. He doesn't get tired. You know, he's not absent on duty. He's always there. He's our good shepherd. He's our good shepherd. But you know, the world tries to deceive us. And I want us to remember that he's faithful, he's dependable. Well, thank you so much for listening throughout 2025. We're going to journey 2026. Woohoo! And I want you to keep sending your songs, of the songs that are taking you through seasons. Some of you, I keep sharing my songs, so I want to hear what your songs are saying to you. Because doing this for the last 3 weeks, and there's still some more songs that I've not shared, so some of you, they're going to be on the programs. It's good because it reminds us not only of so many things in our lives, but it reminds us that God is taking us through. And yes, sometimes weeping is endured for a night, but joy came in the morning. And some of you might still be weeping, but joy is coming in the morning. Joy is coming. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We cannot thank you enough for how you've carried us through. We don't know how, but how you carried us through 2025. You know, it seemed like impossible in some points, but you took us through it. And here we are in 2026. We're truly grateful. We know it's by your grace and mercy. We know it's by your strength. And we ask that you will strengthen us. We ask that you will continue to encourage us with your word. We ask that, Father, my God, that we will, because you don't change, we change position, that you'll keep sending your message to us, that when we go off, that we will hear your message and run back to you. Father, we ask that we will not believe the lies of the enemy, but we'll believe your truth. Your truth, because it speaks of that expected end. We thank you, Daddy. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Amen. Amen. Well, we've come to the end of the program. Happy New Year once again. You know, I might say it for a few weeks until January, as Kojad, as they say. The producer's saying, please just don't break the language. Please stop it. Until next week, have a blessed a glorious week. Bye for now.
You've been.